Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for you and your word. Amen. I'm sure we've all seen the film The Raiders of the Lost Ark. And we remember the dramatic, rather gory scenes at the end when the ark is opened. At that moment, the power contained in the ark is released, wiping out all the baddies in the film and leaving Indiana Jones and his friends unharmed. The idea portrayed in these scenes, in a way, picks up the thinking behind the events in our first reading from the Bible, from the first book of Samuel today. That too is describing a time when the ark had been lost. It had fallen into the wrong hands, having been captured by the Philistines. But in the face of the holiness of God, symbolized by the ark, the Philistines' wrongdoing turns against them in the shape of plagues and other disasters. Those who choose evil to gain their own ends will be destroyed by it, is the lesson of this incident. Or as Jesus put it, those who take the sword will die by the sword. And indeed, we only have to look at the territory of the ark, the countries of the Middle East today, to see how true this is. There is a problem, though. The ones who are actually dying are not only the wrongdoers, the men of violence. I think not only of local people caught up in fighting, but also the aid workers recently killed in Afghanistan, of young soldiers sent into war zones by their elected governments. I recently heard a talk given by an army chaplain just back from Afghanistan. During his tour of duty, 54 British soldiers had been killed. Somebody asked a question about whether the soldiers should have been there at all. In the case of the Second World War, most people would say the answer was a clear yes. But in many other wars, the question is much more difficult to answer. Political leaders bear a great burden of responsibility when they have to make these decisions, and they need our prayers. Tony Blair, for instance, has remarked he knows he will have to answer to God for taking his country to war. Our leaders make these decisions on our behalf, and we share in the responsibility. We do this in a number of ways. The army chaplain, in his answer to that question, was very clear. In a democratic society, there is the right of opposition. But if this opposition sows doubt in the minds of serving soldiers, if morale is undermined, then lives are put at risk. We also have a responsibility towards the victims and the casualties. As I was saying to the children, occasions like today, when the sale of poppies and our collection all go to help ex-service people in need. It is not just an instance of our Christian duty to bear one another's burdens. It is an expression of our shared responsibility for war and its consequences. Ceremonies at war memorials and remembrance services like today, or the one I attended at Vevey on Thursday, where the ambassadors from many Commonwealth countries were present. These are an annual reminder to the national, the civic, the military leaders present of the terrible cost of war, consequences they must face in the decisions they have to take. And the Christian Church, with its teaching on morality and its thinking and doctrine of just war, has a long history of guiding decision makers. The army chaplain, in his talk, told us about an occasion when he had gone to a senior officer to question the morality of a particular operational decision. It is his job, he told us, to remind soldiers of the values they are fighting to uphold. And the church has also been there to pick up the pieces. The same army padre was the one who stayed to the end at the bedside of a 19-year-old soldier whose legs had been blown off by a roadside bomb. Christians see this as a visual reminder that God is with us to the end. He is with us in all sorts of circumstances, even the most terrible situations. God is the one who does not shirk the consequences of what we do to one another. For those who are willing to look, His holiness, His force for good is there, present in these most terrible situations. Sometimes it is difficult to see it. It is indeed like the treasure hidden in a field that Jesus spoke of, or the ark lost in the hands of the enemy. But the holiness of God is there to be found and to be used, not for selfish or evil ends because they are destructive. It is there to bring in His kingdom of peace, of harmony, justice, working for the good of others. That surely is the responsibility we all share, soldiers and civilians, politicians and electorate. For we are all God's children, made in His image. Amen.